Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. Today, our guest is Ohio State five-star wide receiver commitment Julian Fleming, the country's top-ranked wide receiver from Catawissa, Pennsylvania, Southern Columbia High School. Julian, thanks for taking some time to be on the show. We haven't seen you since your commitment back in May. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing really well, thank you. Obviously, since we've seen you last at your high school when you made your decision to commit, things have slowed down a little bit, I imagine, for you on the recruiting trail. Life has probably gotten a little bit less stressful, I hope.
Oh, yeah, definitely less stressful. Not as many coaches trying to contact me or anything like that. So it's been pretty calm lately.
Let's just dive in right there. How many teams still are aggressively recruiting you?
None.
Nobody but Ohio State. So this summer, obviously, you went to the opening. You had an opportunity there in Dallas to go ahead and serve as a recruiter for Ohio State, and you guys did some good work there. You saw the class balloon up to 22 guys. The top three receivers at the opening were you, G. Scott, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, as according to pretty much everyone who was there. Can you talk just briefly about how crazy that was that you guys left that camp and then – the other guy everyone always talked about from that week was Mookie Cooper, right? So, like, four Ohio State commitments at wide receiver. I know that you're going to tell me that's what you expected, right?
A little bit.
But when you really saw it up close, that's your first time working with Jackson and G, right? Like,
yep.
Did it really hit you guys, like, what maybe you're capable of in the future?
It was definitely just a sneak peek, what's coming in near years, and we definitely got a special class of wide receiver at every other position, but wide receiver wise we got a special class. We got some athletes, we got some hard workers, so it's gonna be exciting.
There was a moment this summer where you were at a 7-on-7 camp in the shadows of Beaver Stadium there in Happy Valley, and the internet, of course, did what the internet does and made a big stink about it. And, oh, Julian Fleming's being recruited by Penn State. He's on a golf cart with James Franklin, blah, blah, blah. At what point have you and your family just thrown your hands up in the air and said, you know what, there's nothing we're going to be able to do to stop some of this insanity?
Honestly, it's all uncontrollable. There's always outside noise. There's always people on the internet trying to make stuff bigger than it needs to be. But that's kind of the price it comes with. So, it's something you got to get used to. But it's kind of come to slowly to an end at this point. So it's been a great ride, but everything's dying down now.
Like your Corvette, for example?
Yeah, I wish that was my car.
Julian, what is obviously your season has started. You're 2-0. You played your first game on national TV. You went down to South Carolina and took on Hammett High School and one of the country's top players in Jordan Birch. You guys handled them pretty easily. As a program, getting the opportunity to be on TV, how much do you think that this recruiting cycle and the madness has helped you prepare for that sort of attention?
I definitely think it helped me prepare, just dealing with all the outside noise and everything like that, because, we were dealing with it the whole week of that game. So I definitely think recruiting helped, to a certain standpoint of that. But game atmosphere is a lot different. So played its role, but it also didn't at the same time.
You visited Ohio State last in June, a couple weeks after you made your announcement at the end of May. That was not your official visit. You're taking that in October or November?
Not sure yet. Nothing set up.
Okay, so I know that there's initially the plan was potentially the Penn State game in November, but you may do it Michigan State or Wisconsin or something like that. So what did that weekend in June, how did that bring you guys in this class together? Because obviously the class almost doubled in size after those two June weekends. But, what did it really do for you?
Honestly, it was just a good visit overall. It was just with my friends and everything. Legend was up there, so I had to make sure I got up there. Because, it's one of the rare times I got to see him. And, just another chance to get to meet with the coaches and everybody.
Have you started to really grow that bond? I mean, I know you're close with Legend. We've talked about that for months. But how is the bond with you and Jackson and G right now? And, you've dealt with the Penn State talk and all that. And now we see Jackson having to deal with some of the Texas chirping in his ear, right? Do you guys bounce that off each other? Do you guys, use each other as a support group? Or is it just we're building a relationship based on the future of football and not really friendships? Or how does that work?
We're all close. We all talk every once in a while. I say I do talk to Legend more than them, but I definitely have a good relationship with them. And, you know, it'll definitely grow as time goes on. But at this point, you know, we still stay in touch. We really don't talk about much about the outside noise, just the future.
When you guys look at the Ohio State offense, how do you fit? How do you all fit in? Like, I mean, you know that you're all different types of receivers, but obviously there's three or four different wide receiver slots on the field. Do you know where you're all fitting in, or is that something that's going to be determined when you get on campus?
I'm sure it'll be determined when we get on campus, but I'm sure we'll all move around a pretty good amount. You know, not get too comfortable in one position. So, I mean, we'll have to see when the time comes.
How much conversation have you had? I know that when we talked back in March after your visit then, you had had an opportunity to talk to some of the other departed wide receivers like Johnny Dixon and Paris Campbell, Terry McLaurin. Those three guys, how much conversation have the three of you, Jackson and G and yourself and even Mookie, talked about what those guys did and the legacy they left and how it's sort of on you to take over for that?
You know, it's kind of an unsaid thing. You know, we really don't speak much on it, but, you know, it's kind of tradition at Ohio State, you know, for Zone 6 as a whole, just to be great and, you know, develop further, you know, as a football player and as a man as well. So, you know, it's definitely something that's kind of like an unwritten rule and, you know, it's kind of expected.
You are working toward early enrollment. How difficult has this adjustment for you been this school year, not being, you know, just a traditional high school student?
It hasn't been bad. You know, it's actually getting me accustomed to the college life. You know, same thing, full-time classes there. But, you know, it's been a great experience and, you know, definitely helped me mature.
Is that teaching you a little bit about the importance of time management? Because I know from talking to a lot of freshmen, when they get to campus, that's the biggest thing. It's about how do I handle the time that I have to now spend doing this, that, and the other thing, as opposed to having a little bit of free time as a high schooler. But, you know, are you learning that? I mean, is that conversation that you have with Coach Hartline or somebody else about how to attack that?
You know, time management's definitely come. You know, I got a lot more free time now, but, you know, I'm still going to practice and everything. So I'm really starting to get the balance a little bit, but it's going to be completely different, you know, once I go and have regular classes every day. Because at this point, I have off Tuesdays and Thursdays from classes. So, you know, I have time to catch up on work and everything, but it'll be a little bit more jam-packed once, you know, I go to Ohio State.
What have you decided to do, I mean, in the last few months? How have you handled life changing like it has? I mean, what has been the biggest single adjustment for you since you decided to end your recruitment?
It really hasn't been too much of an adjustment. You know, it's kind of just been relaxing, you know, more hanging out with my friends and talking to less coaches, you know, just Coach Hartline pretty much. So I say that's pretty much the only way it changed, just, you know, communication standpoint, just talking to, you know, one coach at a time.
I assume you watched Ohio State in their season opener against Florida Atlantic.
You know,
getting a chance. Well, that's all that anybody should have watched, if we're being honest. What was your impression of Justin Fields, and how excited are you as a wide receiver to get a chance to play with a quarterback that dynamic?
It's exciting. You know, he definitely brings a different kind of game to the table. You know, can run, can throw it, can do pretty much everything in between. So, you know, he's a great athlete. They have some great athletes on the team as a whole, and you know, I think it's going to be an exciting year.
What's left for you to do this high school season, your final season of high school football? I know you want to do the All-American game and that kind of stuff, but, like, what else is there for Julian Fleming to do before he can put the high school chapter behind him and really turn focus entirely to Ohio State?
Definitely get into the state championship and maybe break a couple records on the way through.
You've won a state championship before, right?
Twice.
So, I mean, what makes the third one different?
It's kind of tradition, so you win every year, or it's kind of a bad year. You know what I mean? That's kind of our school's motto. So, I mean, the third one would just be the icing on the cake.
How much of a relationship do the receivers in this class have with Jack Miller right now? Is Jack someone you talk to a lot? I know CJ Stroud you've gotten to know as well, and you know he's an interesting quarterback option. But Jack is the quarterback of this class, and I'm curious how close you guys all are.
We talked a lot at the opening. You know, we still stay in contact every once in a while. So I definitely have a relationship with him. You know, we talk every year. We still do talk every once in a while. But you know, I have a pretty good relationship with almost all the players.
Now, I mean, there is that other option of potentially another quarterback getting into the class, and we've talked briefly about your relationship with CJ Stroud in the past. But how do you have any input in that sort of decision as a recruit? I mean, I know that coaches aren't saying, "Hey, Julian, tell us what you want to do." But like, do you have any sort of ability to sway the coaching staff one way or the other in that sort of decision?
Very little pull. I mean, you could always put in your input and see what they think about it. But, you know, overall, it's a coaching decision, not a player decision. So, I mean, I'd say I have very, very little impact.
Is that a hard thing? Because you're a guy that, you know, you're the number one ranked receiver in the country, right? You're top five player in the country, and you have no input. Like, is that a like, on your team right now, I assume you have a lot of input on the way things go, right?
I mean, not really. It's still pretty much all coaching decisions. We're kind of just, like, chirping in their ear, this and that. So, I mean, I'd say it's not too different, and, you know, it's something you got to get used to.
Last thing, I saw you do the putting stroke at the opening. You after a touchdown there, with mimicking Coach Hartline from his days in Miami. Have you picked up anything else from him that you intend to break out anytime to really kind of give a homage to his past?
I don't have any more dances from him, but you know I have been going golfing a lot lately, so we'll see.
So you're improving on the golf course. I mean, that's an important.
It's hard.
Top Golf in Columbus, it makes it. You know, you're getting a little bit of work there. So
yeah, that could be the new hobby.
Listen, Julian, I appreciate you taking some time tonight. I know you're a busy guy, so thanks for joining this episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That's Julian Fleming. Thanks for watching.
Appreciate it.